Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is LBC London News.
So 23 minutes past four right now in the capital and to the US. Republicans are proclaiming victory after last night's one and only televised debate between the vice presidential candidates in next month's election. Donald Trump's running mate, Governor Mike Pence, is widely being praised for his performance in the encounter, whilst his opponent, Senator Tim Kaine, is under fire for constantly interrupting proceedings. Our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks, joins me now, and he watched the whole thing live, so feeling a little weary, no doubt, Simon. Give us your sense of who you think won it.
Yes, I can't say it's one of those debates that when you wake up the morning after the night before, you feel particularly good about having sat up until midnight watching and then reporting. However, I mean, I think it's pretty clear that Governor Mike Pence, Donald Trump's running mate, won it. And he really won it by, at times, not doing very much. He was constantly interrupted by Senator Tim Kaine, Hillary Clinton's running mate, to the point where it became, as an objective viewer, deeply, deeply irritating. I mean, you almost wanted to throw things at the screen, because certainly during the first 45 minutes, any time Mike Pence said anything, Tim Kaine interrupted him, even to the point where at one stage, the talk moved to national security, and Mike Pence said, I was in Washington, D.C. on the day that the 9/11 attacks occurred, and Tim Kaine couldn't even let him finish that story. He had to interrupt and said, yes, well, I was down at the Pentagon. I mean, it was absolutely extraordinary. Here is an example of the kind of thing that American television viewers had unleashed on their sets last night.
You are Donald Trump's apprentice. Let me talk about this,
Senator,
issue.
I think I'm still on my time.
Well, I think isn't this a discussion?
This is our open discussion.
Senator, let's talk about this.
Let me interrupt you and finish my sentence if I can.
I mean, that's just raw audio recorded straight off the debate. Absolutely no sense in which we've laid anything on top of anything else there. There were at times when the moderator of the debate, Elaine Chiano from CBSN, which is a 24-hour digital news channel here, she had real difficulty keeping control of the debate. She also, I think at times, was rushing them through because she had 9 10-minute segments that she needed to get through during the 90-minute period. And so that also mitigated against much substantive conversation. When there was substantive conversation, it focused on which campaign was more insulting than the other. And Tim Kaine, on many occasions throughout the debate, sought to tie Mike Pence to statements that his boss, Donald Trump, has made. Here's one example where they're discussing which campaign is the most insulting campaign.
I cannot believe that Governor Pence will defend the insult-driven campaign that Donald Trump has run.
Ours is an insult-driven campaign. I mean, to be honest with you, if Donald Trump had said all the things that you said he said in the way you said he said them, he still wouldn't have a fraction of the insults that Hillary Clinton leveled when she said that half of our supporters were a basket of deplorables.
6 times tonight, I have said to Governor Pence, I can't imagine how you can defend your running mate's position on one issue after the next. And in all 6 cases, he's refused to defend.
Well, don't put words in my mouth.
Yet, he is asking everybody to vote for somebody that he cannot defend.
Edifying stuff, eh? Your campaign is more insulting than my campaign. I mean, I do think that Tim Kaine tried, and perhaps overly tried. He came across as being overly eager to get Mike Pence to explain every single thing that Donald Trump has ever said on the campaign trail on a whole variety of different issues. Some Democratic voters, I think, will find that effective. They will argue that it's very important for Hillary Clinton's running mate to be her attack dog. But Democrats conceded, I think, even before the debate ended. You know, they were saying that they were trying to explain what they described as Tim Kaine's feisty performance. Hillary Clinton's communications director saying, well, often these vice presidential candidates have to be feisty. It was beyond feisty. It was irritating. And all the immediate instant polling conducted after the debate ended showed that most audiences and most analysts concluded that Mike Pence had won it.
It sounded very playground, if you ask me. And there's nothing more
Absolutely.
Annoying when you're trying either as a speaker to get a sentence out and someone's interrupting you, or as a listener or a viewer, and you're trying to listen to what somebody's got to say and they constantly keep being interrupted. There's nothing
Absolutely.
More annoying.
Absolutely. And at times, Elaine Keanu, the moderator, had to say, gentlemen, if you carry on talking over one another, people at home are not going to hear what either of you is trying to say. Mike Pence was quite happy to soak up a lot of these kind of attacks that Tim Kaine unleashed. He developed the art of sounding absolutely shamefully appalled by some of the suggestions that Tim Kaine was making about Donald Trump. And at other times, he simply would smile and there'd be a nodding glance. Worth also talking very briefly, Chris, about the optics of their own particular appearances on camera. Tim Kaine often was speaking off camera. He hadn't mastered the art of looking straight at the camera lens. Instead, he was often looking at Elaine Keanu, the moderator of the debate. Mike Pence spent most of the evening staring straight at the camera and communicating with voters in their living rooms. And I just think optically, that worked better as well.
Well, let's talk about some substantive issues that they actually discussed. I mean, Syria, for example, there seemed to be quite a good gulf between what Mike Pence is proposing on Syria and the views of his own boss, Donald Trump.
Well, I think this was the most interesting thing that came out of the debate. Mike Pence essentially extemporised, or if he'd planned this, it certainly hadn't been signalled beforehand, a completely different foreign policy approach to Syria and also to Russia than his boss Donald Trump. Now, remember, Donald Trump has been criticised throughout this campaign for being far too cosy with Vladimir Putin, expressing admiration for his leadership, but also failing to criticise Vladimir Putin for being an anti-democratic dictatorial figure in the Kremlin. Mike Pence sounded like a man who really, if you got down to it, didn't agree with what Donald Trump had been saying. Here's how he described the situation as far as Russia was concerned and its relationship with the United States.
Hillary Clinton's top priority when she became Secretary of State was the Russian reset. The Russian reset. After the Russian reset, the Russians invaded Ukraine and took over Crimea. And the small and bullying leader of Russia is now dictating terms to the United States to the point where all the United States of America, the greatest nation on earth, just withdraws from talks about a ceasefire while Vladimir Putin puts a missile defense system in Syria.
The small and bullying leader of Russia. We've never heard Donald Trump use those kind of adjectives to describe Vladimir Putin. And Governor Pence went on to say that he thinks the United States should be thinking about taking military action against Syrian government targets in order to protect civilians in Aleppo and elsewhere. Again, that's not something that Donald Trump has previously articulated as his policy. As soon as the debate was over, Trump advisers were besieged by reporters who wanted to know if Donald Trump agrees with what Mike Pence had to say, and they wouldn't answer the question. And there are many political analysts here who believe that this was Mike Pence visibly breaking with Donald Trump and sending a signal to the Republican Party that if Donald Trump loses this presidential election next month, he, Mike Pence, wants to be politically viable next time round in 2020. So there is a commentary here that says, in the words of NBC's chief political correspondent last night, Mike Pence did a very good job at this debate for Mike Pence.
Mm. Now, Simon, Donald Trump took the unusual step. Well, I say unusual, I mean unusual in terms of what normally happens, but not unusual for Donald Trump, and offered a live commentary on the debate via Twitter. How did that pan out?
Yes, I mean, you know, Twitter, as you know, is an arena in which Donald Trump rather enjoys expressing his opinion, and so before the debate began, he announced that he would be live tweeting the debate. Democrats were thrilled about all of this, of course, because they thought he'd say something extraordinarily silly. Republicans, I think, were a little worried about what Mr. Trump might say. In the event, the commentary was colourful, but it wasn't especially controversial. There was one area of interest, though, where Donald Trump at one point said, Mike Pence is doing just such a fantastic job here. He's so well prepared for this debate, much better prepared than Tim Kaine, which, of course, is ironic, given that many people argue that Donald Trump was insufficiently prepared for his first encounter with Hillary Clinton in New York 10 days ago, and that he really should be knuckling under and perhaps taking a leaf out of Mike Pence's book as he prepares for his next encounter with Hillary Clinton. And there are two more of those presidential debates to come. There are some who have argued that Mike Pence laid out such an independent stall, particularly on that foreign policy question with Russia, but also made it very clear, you know, that he has his eyes set on the long term and not necessarily just the short term, that perhaps Donald Trump would be irritated by the fact that he had been insufficiently publicly defended by Mike Pence, and that everybody was saying Mike Pence did a better job for the Trump campaign in this debate than Trump himself did in the first presidential debate. Donald Trump's campaign manager Kellyanne Conway insists that's absolutely not the case.
The first exercise of judgment and leadership by Donald J. Trump after he became the Republican nominee was his selection of his vice presidential running mate, and you see it was just a fantastic pick. His last tweet last night was how excited he was, how proud of him he was. They talked last night. I talked to Mr. Trump.
So she insists that Donald Trump was perfectly happy with Mike Pence's performance. Remember, though, that Donald Trump at the time expressed some doubt, at least privately, about whether he'd made the right decision in picking Mike Pence. I think it is going to be interesting to continue watching how that dynamic between the two of them plays out over the next month.
And Simon, we touched on this yesterday. When we look back on the election, do you really think that the vice presidential candidate's really going to make much difference to who gets the keys to the White House?
No, not much difference, but I think they might make a little bit of difference, and that is why this debate might, only might, matter at the end of the day. I mean, my sense of it, and it's only my sense of it for what it's worth, is that if you are a wavering voter in a swing state, and you've been thinking about voting for Donald Trump, but you're wary about him, you're worried by some of the things that he's said, you're worried that he might be a bit of a loose cannon, you watched that vice presidential debate last night and you thought, Mike Pence seems like a solid guy, at least there would be a relatively solid and stable hand on the tiller in the background. If you watched the debate, though, and you were a wavering voter thinking of voting for Hillary Clinton, but worried about her, not finding her particularly trustworthy or particularly credible, I'm not sure that you would have watched Tim Kaine's performance last night and come away feeling that he had answered all the questions that you had about whether you should vote for Hillary. So my sense is Mike Pence may have brought some wavering voters over to the Trump ticket, but I suspect Tim Kaine didn't bring any wavering voters over to Hillary Clinton's ticket. In the event that this turns out to be a close election, that may prove to be an issue that matters. At the end of the day, it's unlikely that, you know, in 4 years' time, we're even going to remember these guys' names.
What comes next, Simon? Where are we off to?
We are off to St. Louis, Chris. Well, I'm off to St. Louis. I will be heading there this weekend, Sunday night here in the United States. The very early hours of the morning on Monday in the UK is debate number two between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And, you know, that, of course, is once again completely going to change the conversation here, which is another reason why this vice presidential debate, I think, will pretty soon recede into the distance as far as memory is concerned. A very different style of debate that's going to take place at Washington University in St. Louis. It's going to be a town hall meeting where these candidates are going to come up against questions from ordinary voters on a whole variety of topics. And that adds a whole new layer of potential excitement, risk and opportunity in that second debate for both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
Well, it certainly will do. I mean, I think every time we speak, we expect something to happen and it goes a completely different way. I mean, even yesterday, we were saying that this vice presidential debate was going to be boring. It turns out it's anything but.
Yes, it was anything but. I mean, it was interesting. It was definitely an interesting evening. And if you're a political junkie, and there are many of those, of course, watching this presidential election campaign here in the US, it was definitely an interesting way to spend 90 minutes. It just was, you know, there was an opportunity there, I think, for a really substantive conversation that was prevented partly by the format of the debate. 9-10 minute segments is just far too much to be cramming into into 90 minutes. And also, frankly, partly by the candidates, because, you know, Elaine Keanu, the moderator, would say, right, now I'm going to ask you a question about North Korea, Iran and nuclear weapons. And within 30 seconds, the answers would be dwelling on Donald Trump's taxes and Hillary Clinton's foundation and the way in which it raised money. I mean, it was a mess. And that's why I think, you know, really, when one looks back at it, it was not a great debate.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to the one on Monday. And don't forget, Simon will be bringing us the build-up and, of course, the analysis from that debate here on LBC London News and also on our sister station LBC, which will be taking it live through Darren Adams' programme live from 2 o'clock in the morning. That's Simon Marks, our US correspondent. Don't forget, and please don't forget, to go to our website at lbc.co.uk and subscribe to Simon's wonderful podcast. I know we talk a lot about the US political system and the race for the White House on here, but Simon always brings something a little bit extra to that podcast, and you can get it online at lbc.co.uk. It's called Race for the White House. It's free and it comes out every Friday, so we're looking forward to the next one on Friday.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Behind every BP fill-up, thousands of people across America go to work every day. People producing energy offshore. People turning it into products at our refineries. People doing R&D to make products that are better for your engine. People trading and shipping fuels to their destinations. And the people who help you at one of BP's growing family of retail stations. They're part of almost 300,000 jobs BP supports across the country. Learn more at bp.com/investinginamerica.